Let's turn in the scriptures to Ephesians 3. Ephesians 3, we'll read the whole chapter, verses 1 through 21. Ephesians 3 and verses 1 through 21. And beginning in verse 1 of Ephesians 3, these are God's words. For this cause I, Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ, for you Gentiles, if ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward, how that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words, whereby when ye read, ye may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ, which in other ages was not made known unto the sons of men, as it is now revealed unto his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit, that the Gentiles should be fellow heirs and of the same body and partakers of his promise in Christ by the gospel, whereof I was made a minister according to the gift of the grace of God given unto me by the effectual working of his power. Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God, according to the eternal purpose which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence by the faith of him. Wherefore I desire that ye faint not at my tribulations for you, which is your glory. For this cause I bow my knees unto the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might by his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now unto him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Amen. Those are God's words. In the passage here, Paul speaks of himself and sort of brings some understanding of the timing of the old covenant that has transitioned now to the new covenant. To the Gentiles, regarding the Gentiles, and showing to them that which was once a mystery under the old covenant has been revealed to him and now to the Gentiles. And he continues through verse 13, speaking about his apostleship in part, and in the midst of that, he continues speaking of the former Jew-Gentile divide that had been, but in Christ that division is broken down. And so verse 6, Gentiles are fellow heirs with the Jews of the same body, same church. They are partakers of the same promises, the promise of the covenant of grace and union with Christ by the gospel. And then from verses 14 to the end of the chapter, we see that Paul's speaks of his prayer for the church in Ephesus, even the prayer we ought to pray for the church ourselves and for ourselves. Verse 17, that Christ may dwell in your hearts by faith, that ye, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ, which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. That ought to be our prayers for the church and for ourselves. Let's pray. Our Father, we do pray that exact prayer that Paul prayed. And Paul prayed for the church in Ephesus so that he would, that we would pray today for our congregation here in Grandview and for the church throughout the world. That we would, by your strength and by your power, we would come to know the great depths and height and breadth and length of the love of God in Christ Jesus for us. That we would know Him. Father, help us to know You and to know Your love in Christ Your Son. And that we would grow in faith. That we would grow in love for not only You, but our neighbor, as we heard this morning. And that You would cause us to be men and women of prayer. And men and women of faith. Father, in this we do praise You that You have brought down the dividing wall of division that separated Your people. Separated, that is, in natural terms, Jews and Gentiles. But in Christ we're all united together as one. We're one body. But not only the Jews and Gentiles, the poor and the rich, the old and the young. You brought all this. We remember here that we are united as one body, the church. And Father, we give You praise for this, that You've given us one another. Help us to be those who encourage one another in the faith. Help us to be those who encourage one another in the various doctrines which we find in Your Word. And help us to encourage one another in the truth, in Your commandments, that we would, in our speaking, in our times of fellowship, would be speaking of You, of Your Word. Even more earthly speaking, what we heard in the sermon, what we sang about in a particular psalm. Father, may Your name be praised in this, that our fellowship would not be about just our work and our bodies and our flesh and the things of this world, but that it would be of You, and more so of You and Your Word, that our hearts would be led to praise You in prayer and song as we sing, and our hearts would be led to believe all the more what we've heard from Your Word. And so strengthen us in faith. We pray and ask that You would make us to be a giving people, good stewards of what You've provided for us in our lives and our families, that we would give to those in need, give and help the poor, especially those in the household of faith. We pray that You would grant to us greater means that we might serve You all the more with those means, if we would be found so worthy. And Father, we ask that You would cause us to be faithful givers even to You of our time and our finances, even as we give to the church. And we ask that You would provide for this congregation. And Father, we ask that You would provide this year and the following years, that we would be able to continue for many years to come as a worshiping congregation of Your church throughout the world. That Your name would be praised, that the gospel would be proclaimed here in Grandview, and that Your name would be exalted, not merely pass upon our lips, but that You would be exalted and glorified in our worship by Your Spirit. And Father, we ask as well that You would protect us from the evil one, protect us from our temptations and sins that creep up upon us, even as we hear Your Word, even as we sing and we're distracted, or as we, even the little children make noise, which we praise You for it is a sign of blessing that You have given, and yet we know children are noisy at times. We pray that You would keep us focused upon You, even as parents dealing with our and training our children. We pray that You would give us the grace to focus on You as we're doing so. Father, we also pray and ask that you would bless the children, that you would turn and you would show mercy to them by sending your Spirit and changing their hearts, making them alive, quickening them, that they would love you and that they would know that they have no hope outside of Christ, and so that they would turn from their sins to Christ your Son in faith, and they would be able to have those guarantees, those seals that we'll talk about even this evening and hear about. And Father, we ask that you would be with those who are not feeling well. Pray for Phil, that you would grant him good health today. And Father, we ask that you would bring your people to be with us now. And if not, Father, we pray that you would uphold them from Satan, that they would not, Satan would not get a foothold in our lives or in the lives of any of those not with us this evening. And in that, Father, we pray that you would bring down the Antichrist, you would bring down that Pope of Rome and all the papacy, and you would cause your church to turn unto you from its sins. We pray and ask and we plead that Satan would, his kingdom would be destroyed and he would be brought down, and Christ's kingdom, our King and our Savior's kingdom, would be exalted and grow, and the number of your people would believe unto salvation, even of the covenant people of God and the visible church. Father, cause them to believe unto salvation. And Father, we pray that even those who have gone out from us, as harsh of words that we see in the Scriptures concerning them, we pray that you would even show mercy to them. And you would grant them, though you have shown an infinite amount of mercies to them and grace, Father, send your Spirit, for they have the Word in their hearts, and we know they know the truth. And so we plead that you would turn their hearts to you, even this very day, the Lord's Day. What a great day it would be for them to be saved from their sins, and to praise the Lord who rose from the dead on this day, the first day of the week. And Father, we ask also that you would be with our nation. As we have prayed for the destruction of Satan's kingdom, we pray that you would destroy his kingdom and the foothold he has on this nation, which is continuing in wickedness amongst its citizens and leaders. We pray that you would turn its leaders to you, that they would be saved. And many would be saved. They would rule according to Christ, your law, and His Word, your Word, and that you would turn this nation to you, lest it be judged. And we know judgment will come and has come and will continue to come until this nation turns to you. And so grant your Spirit to be poured out in great power and abundance, that the people would turn unto you. Father, we pray for our presbytery. We're thankful that the congregation in Colorado Springs has called a man. We pray that he would be faithful and zealous for the gospel and faithful, holy to you. And give him boldness to proclaim your word faithfully. If he accepts that call and if he does go there. And Father, we pray for the other congregations in seeking men to fill pulpits in San Antonio and Houston and Washington, Iowa. Grant that your word would be proclaimed faithfully by men so called, and that the men that need to be called, that you've decreed to be there, you would give clarity to those congregations to call such men, and that they would be men of not fear of men, but fear of you. And this we pray for the sake of the church and those congregations, that you would uphold, the gospel would be upheld and not made less of, or the corners rounded, but rather that the word would be proclaimed faithfully. And we pray for all the churches, that you would cause all the pastors, all the men in the pulpits to preach faithfully your word and truthfully with zeal and boldness. We pray for those congregations which have false teachers, false prophets, we might call them. Father, we pray that you would bring them down, bring them to destruction and judgment, that they would be named and they would be avoided, as the Scriptures say. And may this be true in all of our hearts, that we would know such men and even others, women and such like, Father. That we would know their names and avoid them and exalt rather in Christ and turn unto Him in faith and prayer and in hearing your word. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.